Chris Armstrong on LCR, your favourite country station.
Quit going left, right, left, right, left, right on it. You'll be left, right, left, right there one morning. Time that you made up your mind, are you in?
And you're listening to DJ Chris Armstrong.
Thank you. hard and fast, and that dash all between those numbers. And if you're reading this, you can reminisce, but don't cry for my brother. Pour enough whiskey on this grave to make it all the way down 6 feet under. Write that on my headstone.
Welcome along, it's LCR UK, it's Chris Armstrong, and it is good to be back with you. I think it's been a month since I was last behind the microphone, and a lot has happened in that time with me personally and at home as well, so it's good to be back. Even in that time, I've moved house as well, so I'm in a different man cave, a different studio. Hopefully it doesn't sound too different on the mic. I try to make it as best I can. It's hard to get rid of the little echoes and things and get a bit of sound deadening on the go, but hopefully all is good. Over the course of the next hour then, usual good music and stories. We're going to be talking about Tyler Hubbard, Alan Jackson, Darius Rucker, Carrie Underwood, Chris Stapleton, and a little bit about John Party as well. Of course, always good music. We will have music from the likes of Steve Earle, Travis Denning. Shall we get some Cam on the go? Maybe a little bit of Luke Bryan as well, and see where it takes us. But right now, shall we put on a little bit of classic Dolly Parton? This is one you'll all know, and I want to hear you sing along. It's 9 to 5.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. They never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5 for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. To watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder. But you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in. And the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. What they call it.
The biggest hits play here.
Hey, this is Carrie Underwood.
Hey, this is Chris Stapleton.
Hey, what's up? This is Jason Aldean. You got
it. This is LCR with Chris Armstrong.
I was riding shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car. He's got a one-hand feel on the steering wheel, the other on my heart. I look around, turn the radio down. He says, baby, it's something wrong. I say nothing, I was just thinking how we don't have a song. And he says, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on your window when we're on the phone and you talk real slow. Cause it's late and your mama don't know. After everything that day had gone all wrong and been trampled on and lost and thrown away, got to the hallway, well on my way to my loving bed. I almost didn't notice all the roses and the note that said, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on your window when we're on the phone and you talk real slow. Cause it's late and your mama don't.
Bit of classic Taylor Swift there with Our Song. We're reading out to at the minute as she's turned around the UK and Ireland. And speaking of new music though, Tyler Hubbard has released his new single Park, the follow-up to his third solo number one Back Then Right Now. The song, which he co-wrote with Jesse Frazier, Ashley Gourley and Kenan Smith, is from his latest album Strong. Park actually reminded Tyler of a real life incident that occurred when he was a teenager. So we're going to have a listen to the song first, and then we're going to hear from Tyler just about that very incident. Here it is, turn it up. It's LCR UK. It's Chris Armstrong. It's Tyler Hubbard. This is Park.
I got a souped-up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. But that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side seat. While we making these tires green in this old car. Like a racetrack. We can turn the key and let the seas lay way back. Count the midnight windshield stars, watch the sunrise in my arms. If we don't go nowhere, girl, I wouldn't hate that. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side seat. While we making these tires green in this old car, all I wanna do is park. All I wanna do is park. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The way you're looking in that glow, about to go crazy. Wanna put that engine, kiss you slow, baby. Oh baby, I can drive you from this high.
Literally didn't think of it till about halfway through the song, and I had a flashback to being 15 and riding around. My girlfriend was 16. She had a Toyota Camry, and I remember us riding around, and we had a little tradition where we would find a parking lot and stop on the way. Usually on the way home from church, we would stop somewhere and kill a little time in the parking lot, if you will. And so, yeah, one night we were coming home, and we pulled off into this actually another church parking lot, a lot of churches in small town Georgia apparently, but anyways, we pulled off in the parking lot, and we were sitting there making out, and next thing you know, there's blue lights behind me. Man, I was like kind of nervous, and the cop comes up, and he kind of makes a bigger deal about it than it should have been. I was only about a mile from my house, and so he ended up escorting us home, walking me to the door, making a scene about it with my dad and saying, you know, caught these two down here in this parking lot. And so my dad was he had to make a scene about it too, so he grounded me for like a month. And at 15 years old, when you're grounded for a month, especially from your girlfriend, I was like, wait, I can't, you know, she was my ride at that point. And so yeah, I was out of commission for a month, and lesson learned, I should have just went home and sat in the driveway and made out. But so yeah, I had a nostalgic memory attached to this song. Every time I sing this song, I think about it.
Tyler has a few more dates on Kane Brown's In the Air tour. Then he'll headline some fairs and festivals throughout the summer, followed by his headlining Strong World Tour kicking off September the 6th in Indianapolis. Next up on LCR UK, we're going to hear a bit of Irish country for a change. This is Robert Mazzell. He is originally from Louisiana, but he had moved over to Ireland maybe about 25 years ago or so. But this is his cover of Louisiana Saturday Night.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday Night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. The undercover king folks in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday Night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday nights. Yeah, my brother Bill and my other brother Jack. A belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light. Louisiana Saturday night. Turn off the light.
kind of Saturday nights. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off the shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off the shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night, Louisiana Saturday night, Louisiana Saturday night.
LCR, the UK's brightest and best country station.
Just another heartache in waiting. Just another sweet talking dream that ends in lonely nights. Just another handsome breakup. And he'll be gone before the morning light. But he's my mistake to make all night. This bar is full of locals, tourist drunks, and we're all hopeful, praying that tonight we'll be better than the rest. Most of us think we're movie stars. Give us a shot, the world is ours. Come on, baby, I think that you and I should dance. Just another heartache in waiting. Just another sweet talking dream. Another handsome breakup. He'll be gone before the morning light. But he's my mistake to make all night. Telling stories about the younger youths, reframed by the names etched in the booth. And let my shoulder lean on yours in this cloud of cigarette smoke. Lose track of time on purpose. Tomorrow's gonna be long, but it's worth it to feel the spins of alcohol and freedom. He just might, and we still could. I'm debating if I should. Just another heartache in waiting. Just another sweet talking dream. Shutting down. I don't mind if you walk me out. Oh, that's kind of what life's about.
Traditional country music on LCR.
I remember walking round the court square sidewalks, looking in windows at things I couldn't want. There's Johnson's Hardware and Morgan's Jewelry and the old Lee King's apothecary. They were the little man. The little the stores are empty, except an old Coke sign dated 1950. Boarded up like they never existed, or renovated and called historic districts. There goes the little man. There goes the little man. Now the court square's just a set of streets that people go around, but they seldom think about the little man that built this town before the big money shut him down and killed the little man. Oh, the little man. He pumped your gas and he cleaned your glass. One cold rainy night he fixed your flat. A new store came where you do it yourself. You buy a lotto ticket and food off the shelf. Forget the little man. Forget about that little man. He hung on there for a few more years. He couldn't sell Slurpees, he wouldn't sell beer. Now the bank rents a station to a man down the road, and they sell Velvet Elvis and secondhand clothes. There goes the little man. There goes another little man. Now the court square's just a set of streets that people go around, but they seldom think about the little man that built this town before the big money shut him down and killed the little man. Oh, the little man. Stores are lined up in a concrete strip. You can buy the whole world in just one trip. You save a penny cause it's jumbo size. They don't even realize they're killing the little man. Oh, the little man. Now the court square's just a set of streets that people go around, but they seldom think about the little man that built this town before the big money shut him down and killed the little man. Oh, the little man. It wasn't long ago when I was a child, an old black man came with his mule and his plow. Broke the ground where we grew our garden, back before we'd all forgotten about the little man. The little man. Long live the little man. God bless the little man.
Some of the best times are had right at the last call, and this is one last call that you don't want to miss. With those words, Country Music Hall of Famer Alan Jackson has announcing the continuation of Last Call, One More for the Road, a tour that played to standing room only crowds and sold out arenas coast to coast in 2022. Jackson's 2024-25 tour will hit an initial list of 10 arenas across America, each making them the last time he'll ever perform his more than 30 years of hits in that city and surrounding areas. So, he says, I've been touring for over 30 years. My daughters are all grown. We have one grandchild and one on the way. And I'm enjoying spending more time at home. But my fans always show up to have a good time. I'm going to give them the best show I can do for the last call, he says. Tickets are on sale and it opens up Friday the 2nd of August in Boston, Massachusetts. Closing so far anyway, it actually doesn't add any more dates than the 17th of May in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So and a lot of dates taken in Grand Rapids, Kansas City, Salt Lake City, Oklahoma, Orlando, Tampa, and to name but a few. So go and check it out. It'll be on his socials and his website as well. But yeah, Alan Jackson's music and performances, they've gained him a worldwide acclaim. And in 24-25, he'll continue his long-running tradition of keeping it country as he brings over 30 years of hits to a city for a final time. Next up then, we're going to hear some Rend Collective. They're a banger band, banger Northern Ireland, but they're touring America with a massive Christian following. But this is their version of a classic Irish hit, Tell Me Ma.
Tell me ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They blow my hair, they stole my comb, well that's alright till I go home. She's handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's a courting 1, 2, 3, pray won't you tell me who is she. Albert Mooney says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for her. Knock at the door and they ring that bell, oh my true love, are you well? Ah, she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Old Johnny Murray says she will die if she doesn't get the fella with the roving eye. Tell me ma, when I go home, the boys will leave the girls alone. They pull my hair, they stole my comb, well that's alright till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's a courting 1, 2, 3, pray won't you tell me who is she. Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high and the snow come a-tumbling from the sky. She's as nice as apple pie, she'll get her own lot by and by. When she gets a lot of her own, she won't tell her ma till she comes home. Let them all come as they will, for it's all her money she loves still. Tell me ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair, they stole my comb, well that's alright till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's a courting 1, 2, 3, pray will you tell me who is she. Belfast City, it's the only place to be. Belfast City, it's a place for you and me. Belfast City, it's the only place to be. Belfast City, it's a place for you and me. Alone, they pull my hair, they stole my comb. Well, that's alright till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty. She's the belle of Belfast City. She's a courting 1, 2, 3. Pray, won't you tell me who is she?
Good times and great new country.
Gonna crack one open, crank one up.
Hey, what's up? It's Morgan Wallen.
What's up? It's Cole Swindell.
And a little
good old ice cold country music.
This is LCR with Chris Armstrong.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauling marbles and rocks, and thought it twice before I hauled a Barbie doll before the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss, and I began to understand it's something women like about a pickup man.
When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man.
You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupe de ville. I got
something like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights I could be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase line, blacked in my spot at the drive-in show. You know the cargo lights give off a romantic glow.
I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man.
You could set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know if it weren't for trucks you wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, and just something women like about a pickup man.
What's around the block, and you know what I mean.
You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know if it weren't for trucks you wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. It's just something women like about a pickup man. Something women like about a pickup man.
Oh, drop that pickup now, boy.
Text tape there. Joe Duffy, Post Malone, Pickup Man. It's LCR UK. It's Chris Armstrong. And it's just about to hit 20 to 12. So hopefully your morning's going all right. I know mine is anyway. Next up, we're going to talk about Darius Rucker. Nearly 40 years after the band's formation, Darius Rucker tells his remarkable story through the lens of the songs that shaped him, from Al Green, Stevie Wonder and Kiss, to Lou Reed, Billy Joel, Nancy Griffith and many more. Set against the soundtrack of his life, Darius recounts his childhood as the son of a single mother in Charleston, South Carolina. He traces the unlikely ascent of his band and shares wild tales of life on the road, but he also faces his missteps, defeats, and demons. As moving as it is entertaining, life's too short. His memoir is a timeless book about a man and his music. And of course, we caught up with Darius. Here is what he had to say about the, well, basically, about artists that's influenced his new memoir.
Those songs that we chose for the book, or, you know, from Beth from Kiss, which was an enormous song for me as a kid. The R.E.M. songs that we chose, Nancy Griffith, those songs were like moments of my life where I listened to those songs every day, multiple times a day. So, you know, when we decided to name the chapters after songs that meant something to me, that was perfect for me, because music is... brings back all the memories I have coming back with music, and so that was a good way to tell the story.
Following last month's kickoff of the Hootie and the Blowfish summer camp with Trucks tour, Rucker returns to Nashville for his annual Darius and Friends benefit concert in support of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which has raised $3.6 million to date. For more information on all projects and upcoming events, visit DariusRucker.com and check out his socials. We're going to wind it back to 2015, Darius Rucker. It's Southern Style. Did you catch him on his UK and Ireland tour? Let us know. DJ_Chris Armstrong on Instagram.
Sun-kissed hair and not much makeup. High-heel boots that lace up. Two first names that came from her grandma's on both sides. She ain't never read much Faulkner, but she cut up Ed's daughter. She grew up on muddy water, Southern Style. Southern Style, free
savior, 'cause her mom and daddy raised her southern style. She's a Friday night light lover, a Billy Graham fan like her mother. She wants her daddy and both brothers to walk her down the aisle. She loves oysters raw for dinner, a little Wayne and Leonard Skinner. She keeps her tan lines in the winter, southern style. Southern style, free and easy. Southern style, warm and breezy. If you met her, man, believe me, you'd want her to stay a while. She said she don't believe in strangers, only sinners with a savior, 'cause her mom and daddy raised her southern style. Southern style, free and easy. Southern style, warm and breezy. If you met her, man, believe me, you'd want her to stay a while. She said she don't believe in strangers, only sinners with a savior, 'cause her mom and daddy raised her southern style. You can love her, you can hate her, but you ain't ever gonna change her. If you want her, then you'll take her southern style. Southern style, yeah. Southern style. Southern
our music's got you like,
hell yeah, hot damn.
Hey, what's up? It's Kane Brown.
Hey, y'all, I'm Carly Pierce.
I'm Bailey Zimmerman.
You're listening to Chris Armstrong on LCR.
Hey, farm boy, keep dropping that plow, baling that hay, feeding them cows from the rooster crow till another long day is gone, country on. Hey, big rig, keep clocking in miles, pulling that horn, making us smile, rolling that load down the road all night long, country on. Hey, cowboy, keep slinging that rope, eating that dirt, wearing that gold, break a leg rodeo, but just don't break no bones, country on. Hey, barkeep, how about another round? Keep the neon lit in this crazy town, just pour a little more, country on. Country on, yeah. Country on. Hey, firemen, boys and girls in blue, we could sure use a lot more like you. You come running in anytime anything goes wrong, country on. Hey, soldier, wherever you might be, hats off to keeping us free. All our thoughts and prayers till you get back home, country on. Hey, hometown, keep throwing that ball, raise them outside, hang a fish on the wall. They only stay a little so long, so love them up strong, country on. I say, hey, hey, USA, we ain't seen our better days. Hell no, hey y'all, country on, country on.
day, y'all. Country on. Country on and on and on and on and on. Country on and on and on. Country on.
Carrie Underwood returned to the stage for another sold-out run for the first night of the May run back there last month on her ongoing reflection, the Las Vegas residency at Resorts World Theatre back on May the 22nd. The little superstar has had a few days off before returning to her show and then back on Wednesday the 29th. And she does say it's designed to reflect upon all things that we have been so blessed with, able to have accomplished over the past few years. In fact, listen to the lady herself. Tell us all about it.
Reflection is just kind of all about, you know, obviously we want to get there. We want to do our hits. We want to reflect upon all the things that we've been so blessed to be able to have accomplished over the past few years that I've been lucky enough to do this. And then obviously when you think about, you know, from a staging standpoint, reflection is, you know, you can do a lot with that visually. So it just seemed like a great, you know, concept as far as, you know, what we could do with it on stage, but also having that kind of personal reflection, being able to look back on all the things that we've been able to do. We're just looking forward to playing, getting to be there. We're looking forward to the crowds. We love to be on stage. So I think that's what we always look forward to most whenever we are ever getting to play. It's going to be super fun.
Nothing keeping my wings from flying high and going out on the town on a Saturday night. 'Cause he's gone with the wind, and Lord knows I deserve to be flirting.
Sticking with the news then, Chris Stapleton and Dua Lipa release Think I'm In Love With You live from the 59th ACM Awards. Two of music's most beloved acclaimed artists have collaborated to release the track, which features on Stapleton's latest album, but it was recorded live from the awards. What a tune it is on its own, but I'm excited to hear it with a bit of Dua Lipa. I missed the awards myself, so it's actually the first time I'm going to hear this. So let us know what you think. Check it out. It's LCR UK. It's Chris Armstrong.
And our love is real. From all the ways we always make each other feel. And as for why we've been apart, perhaps we needed time to listen to our hearts. Now here I am, and there you are. We've come so far together.
Wish things could change. I know this might sound strange, but
I think I'm in love with you. Didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind. I thought about thinking it through. And every time I do, I find I want to make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you. Didn't know it at the time.
I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind, girl.
Thought about thinking it through. And every time I do, I find
I want to make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. Whoa, I think I'm in love with you.
Think I'm in love with you.
Didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do.
Everybody, it's John Party, and you're listening to DJ Chris Armstrong.
It's been a wreck, me, we, 60 plus from dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat, busting it up for a couple of bucks. But it ain't no thing, just another day till I'm on my way to them cool, cool sheets. And you and me working on the night shift, baby, dying for your touch like crazy. Gonna rock it right, no need to talk. I know what you want and what you like, 'cause I do too. Yeah, I love how you leave on the lights, not a thing between you and me, and it feels so nice when you and I are working on the night shift, baby.
Almost wraps up our show for this one. John Party, he's announced that he's going to extend his Mr. Saturday Night Tour as well, of course, which hit the UK and Ireland not that long ago. And what a night it was. But hopefully you've enjoyed the show over the course of the last hour. Any thoughts, get in touch. DJ _ Chris Armstrong on Instagram, DJ Chris Armstrong on Facebook, and add .com to it for the website. But as always, until the next time, do keep your country, and thank you very much for listening.
Chris Armstrong on LCR, your favorite country station.